Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewADay.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well, I've actually most recently joined Toronto's own AM 640 on the Chorus Radio Network, and I'm working with Andy and the team over on VGS. You can hear some of my reviews over there from time to time. I'll be checking out some lesser-known titles and perhaps some bigger ones, too. You never know. It depends on whatever I get assigned. Hopefully, I should be doing something for Evolve or The Order. We'll have to wait and see which one I get finished first. But last time on the show, we took a look at Saints Row Gat Out of Hell. Really fun, actually, but like I said in that review, maybe only for fans, but still, I had a fun time with it. And, well, today we're going to talk about the new Nintendo 3DS XL. Nintendo sent me a review unit about a month ago, give or take, and I've had a chance to try out some of the newer 3D games on it, such as the new Monster Hunter and Majora's Mask. And I've been playing with this thing on and off over the last couple of weeks, trying to decide, do I love it? Do I hate it? Is it worth the upgrade? And I know I've gotten more than a few emails about this on my Facebook and Twitter, which is at Birdman Dodd, and my Instagram as well, if you are so inclined. So I guess the big question is this worth upgrading from your current 3DS? Well, that depends. How long has it been since you've upgraded? Or how long has it been since you've had the system, rather? This thing came out back in 2011. It's now 2015. The system has been around for almost 4 years. It celebrates its launch next month. And, well, if you own the original 3DS, then yes, this is worth the upgrade for a lot of the new features in it and a lot of the new horsepower. However, if you own a newer 3DS XL, especially if you have one of the specialty ones, that question becomes a little bit harder and will vastly depend upon your gaming tastes. But let's kind of go through my kind of hands-on with it. One of the newer things that you'll notice, or the big one rather, is the C-Stick. And that is meant to replace the Circle Pad Pro, which was an attachment for the 3DS original, but not the XL. And it works, actually. It's really nice for games like Zelda, actually. That's one where I had probably the best time with it, because it feels really smooth. I didn't much care for it for Smash, and I would consider myself a fairly hardcore Smash Brothers player, but I've just kind of gotten used to it, though. And that's one of the things you'll also notice. Like I said, it feels not like the C-Stick you might expect. It's like this little nub on the right-hand side. I've seen a lot of people compare it to an IBM ThinkPad mouse. You remember in like the early 2000s or whatever, there'd be that little quote-unquote mouse in the middle of like laptop keyboards. That's kind of what this is. It feels a little stiff. In fact, if I had to pick, I would have rather had a second C-Stick, even if it means the system had to grow a little bit, but it's nice to have it. I'd rather have it than not. So your mileage will kind of vary with that particular attachment. One of the things that the 3DS is known for, obviously, is 3D. And the new 3DS actually has something that I really, really like about it. It has this new kind of head tracking 3D. So the space in which the 3D effect is visible, it's now it's wider. The camera actually tracks your head movement. So short of you shaking this thing up and down like a moron, the 3D is going to remain consistent, because that was the main problem with the original 3DS, is if you moved your head a certain way or viewed the screen from a certain angle, it would look like you were looking at the screen via beer goggles. So they've more or less fixed that. Also, it seems to be, with the change in this, the 3D effect, to me anyway, this is purely subjective here, seems better. In fact, I've actually spent more time playing games in 3D than I ever have before. And the reason is because of the head tracking. One game that looks particularly amazing in 3D, it's a game that came out towards the end of last year, in August, it was called TMNT Danger of the Ooze. And you might be thinking, it's a licensed game. Who gives a crap? But it looks surprisingly good, especially in 3D. I can't imagine not playing it in 3D, actually. Just, it looks phenomenal. Like, you'd almost wonder if they had this hands-on before this came out when the game was developed, if they had this newer 3D tech in mind. But it looks great. And a lot of older games look really good. Obviously, Ocarina of Time looks good. Mario Kart. And even something like that I go back and play a lot is Super Street Fighter 4. I think that looks amazing on the system. So the new 3D is something I didn't think that would really matter to me, but now I find I'm playing it better. And another thing that I kind of noticed, there seems to be a better contrast, because it looks brighter and better. It looks good, for lack of a better phrase. Speaking of things like that, the battery power is significantly increased. I think you can get between 4 and 7 hours out of this, obviously less if you're using the 3D, but I'm pretty impressed with it, though. That's something that I didn't quite expect, because my, the 3DS has sucked for battery power compared to things like the Vita, or, you know, even previous installments, like, say, the Game Boy Advance or the original DS, right? Those will hold a charge significantly longer. But considering how much power is under the hood, I'm fairly okay with it lasting with that new kind of battery life. Anyway, besides, now it's easier to pop off the back of this thing if you want to replace the battery. And that's something that should be noted. From the original 3DS to this one, to change out the SD card, you now have to use a micro SD. And that's something I'm kind of glad I picked up on fairly fast, because it was close enough to Boxing Day I was able to get a half-decent sale on this. You have to unscrew the back to get to the SD slot. Now, I don't know whether that was the same with the 3DS XL. I never had one. So that's something to be aware of. I recommend getting the biggest one you can for it, because you will find a lot of these things will fill up quick. I mean, I've got a lot of downloaded software on my 3DS now, and I'm using up a good chunk of the space already. So definitely a thing. If you're going to get this, you can probably get like a 32 gig card for something like $30, I think, if you look around. So look at, you know, hell, go to Target right now. There's liquidation sales. I'm sure you're bound to find something. Now transferring data is something that I actually want to talk about. I had trouble initially, with transferring data from my old 3DS to the new one. Because you can do it wirelessly. You can also transfer doing the PC wirelessly. Because I had so much content, it kept timing out, because I had something like 10 gigs worth of content. So if you are going to transfer, use the PC method. You also, now, I wonder if this is unique to me. I'm not 100% sure, but I've lost all my save progress in Smash Brothers since transferring everything over, which means I have to unlock everything again. Sure, it's fun, but it's still kind of a pain in the ass. Supposedly, it's tied to your eShop account, like, progress like that. That's what I was told by a Nintendo rep on the phone, but that's something to be aware of when you move stuff over. And I see a lot of people are probably going to be trading this in. So, I don't know, bring a laptop with you, I guess, if you're going to do it in store before you trade this thing in. And that's something else. With trade-ins, you're going to need to get a new charger for this, because in the box, you do not get one. So, FYI. Now, I think chargers like $10-$15. A lot of people have been bitching, oh, it should be included. Yeah, I can see that argument, but if you already have a 3DS, you already have one. And if you're buying the system brand new, that's a valid complaint. That's kind of a pain in the ass, but I can see where Nintendo's coming from a cost-cutting measure, and I can also see it as a consumer as well. So make of that what you will. Another thing that it's probably worth kind of mentioning in this. As I've mentioned several times, this thing has more power under the hood. It's got a better, processor. Now, no games currently support this yet. Now, there's supposed to be Xenoblade Chronicles, which will take advantage of this, because there hasn't been any official specs released for this, at least not that I could find with a brief search. I can't tell you what precisely has changed in terms of computing power, but I can tell you it cuts load times drastically. Smash Brothers, for example, used to take about 30 seconds to load up. Now it takes like just a little over 15, I think. The menu browsing is a lot faster. Downloading seems to be a lot quicker this time around, too. When I had to download my software from the eShop, again, I just noticed things were clicking along fairly well. It also seems like the interface itself just moves pretty quick. So a lot of things that you may have taken for granted are now kind of moving along at, like I said, a much quicker pace. You will notice the speed. And that's something that I do like. Also, there's no longer a dedicated wireless switch on the new 3DS. That's actually activated via a software button in your like settings. You just click wireless on off there. The power button has also changed in position. It's now kind of a it's in the front, and you have to push in on it, so I don't see a lot of accidental turnoffs there. There are new buttons that feel like the Circle Pad Pro. I wouldn't call them uncomfortable. They'll just take a little getting used to. So, what else can I really kind of tell you about this? Like I said, the big thing that a lot of people also complained about is we got the 3DS XL. We didn't get the new 3DS, which has customizable faceplates. We didn't get that version over here, which kind of sucks, but there are plenty of places that offer vinyl graphics as well, which you can take advantage of, and if you want to customize your 3DS as well. Now, there is a Monster Hunter version, and there's a Majora's Mask version. I think both are pretty well sold out now, but hey, you never know. You've still got a couple of more days to pre-order this thing if you want to get your hands on it. So, let's talk. Is it worth it? I'm going to say so, yes, and here is why. If you have the original 3DS, this is a great upgrade for you. You're getting in when a lot of the 3D bugs have been worked out, you're getting improved battery life, and you're also getting a boost in power for when the newer games that take advantage of this, you'll be able to play with them. Also, with this thing having built-in Amiibo support and the near-field communication, you don't have to buy an extra accessory if you have one of the older 3DS models. So that's something to also keep in mind. If you have the newer 3DS XL, I'm going to ask you, when did you buy it? If you got it for Christmas, it's kind of a kick in the teeth, because you're not going to get a whole lot of trade-in value for it compared. If you could sell it straight up and maybe make it up in another way, then yeah, sure. But otherwise, I might say wait until there's another bundle that's maybe something that you really want to grab. Otherwise, it's a small boost in power, and there's only going to be a few games to take advantage of it. I think this is a better deal for people that already have a 3DS, but don't have the XL or anything like it. But if you're a hardware junkie, then yeah. So, it's going to depend a lot on your gaming habits. I'd be very interested to see what games that are announced via Nintendo Direct or E3 later on that will say this is only playable on the new 3DS XL. So I'm hoping there'll be more games like, say, Xenoblade Chronicles, make it the jump, or maybe we'll get a new Metroid title on here. But although some of your older games you didn't play in 3D, give them a try now. In fact, in particular, try Star Fox and try that TMNT Danger of the Ooze. I didn't expect it to look as good as it did on the system. So that's my review and impressions of the new Nintendo 3DS XL. So hopefully I'll be covering more games on the system now, because now it doesn't hurt. So anyway, guys, there's going to be a new rad tomorrow. I know, holy shit. Double review weekend. I'll be talking about Dying Light on the Xbox One. I'm just spending some time in multiplayer right now, and my opinion of this game has changed drastically over the last week. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again tomorrow right here on thisweekingeek.net and reviewaday.ca.